Well, the 25th of September has been the race date in Western Australia for the small township of Meekatharra for quite some time. But lo and behold, the AFL Grand Final being played on the same day. I wonder how the club feel about that. Kylie Moses takes our call over in WA. Kylie, how are you? And when did you realise a few months ago the AFL Grand Final would share the date of your race meeting?
Well, it's been clashes just about every year. A couple of years we haven't, but generally it has clashed. But this time it's a bit different. It's back in WA, and it might take a few people away from the meeting, but it's good to have it over here.
Well, if they're going to the game with a ticket, they would have left well and truly. How far are you away from WA? And give our listeners a bit of a sense of Meekatharra, because I'm guessing many of our people in Victoria here have certainly never been there in recent times, and maybe never.
So Meeker's about 750 kilometres north of Perth, so it's a good 8-hour drive in the Gascoyne region. So it's dry and red dirt and definitely country racing.
You can tell I'm a bit of a city slicker thousands of k's away, because I'm calling it Meekatharra. Do locals just say Meeker, is it?
Yeah, we just call it Meeker, yep.
We did an interview last weekend with Mount Magnet, another very isolated red dirt track in Outback WA. How far away are they from you?
So they're 200 kilometres south of Meeker. You would have probably spoke to Rob before, did you? So we sort of work together with them and try and work in with them. A lot of the same people, very much the same community. So it's good to have them back racing again this year, and just a week away from us. So a lot of the same horses and trainers have come a little bit further north to our meeting.
Yeah, we spoke to Debbie, in fact, Debbie Dowden, and they're, of course, at Chella Station. In fact, if you're only a few hours away from them, Chella Station is a massive property. It must be in the other direction to you, is it? Or
Yeah, it's south of us, so and they're south of Mount Magnet, so Chella's a little bit further south. Yep.
Right. Now, you didn't race last year. Not that there's been COVID cases in WA, but with the safety and precautions, you didn't race last year. Is that right?
No, we didn't. We made the call in May last year to not go ahead. It was trying times, not only for the community, but for a lot of businesses. And a lot of time goes into planning these country race meetings, and it's all run by volunteers. So we made the call early in the year to shelve it for the year and put more attention to this year and hope that, you know, COVID stayed away, and thankfully it has for us.
So the AFL Grand Final will be getting underway around 5:30 or so your time, evening here. Yep. By then your meeting would have almost wound up, would it? So you're doing anything, are you starting a bit earlier so people go home, or are you having a situation where people just stay there and watch a bit of the Grand Final if they can? Or how are you coinciding with the AFL Grand Final clash?
So we're hoping that people stick around. We'll be televising the Grand Final on TVs around the course. Our meeting is wraps up about 5 o'clock, and then we've got live music kicking in till later on in the evening. So it's a very community-minded event. We do it for the people of the community, so we're hoping that they all stick around and support the club.
We're chatting to Kylie Moses online from Meekatharra in northeast WA, about 750 k's. And if you ask the locals there, what's the big event on Saturday, the 25th of September, they won't say the AFL Grand Final. They'll say it's their annual races, and they'll tell you they haven't had the races for 2 years, so people are looking forward to being back on track. Are you expecting a good turnout? Are people going to be coming along?
We're hoping for one. We're probably, if we get around 300 or 400 people, we'll be wrapped. It's a small community, and the town holds a festival. It's a long weekend over here this weekend, so the town holds a festival which brings a lot of people to town. So we're hoping, yes, for a good decent crowd.
So would people have come from Mount Magnet to you? If you're only a few hours away, that's like a suburban trip for you guys over there compared to us in a city. And second part of the question, are some of the horses that race there also coming to your meeting? Or
Just about all of them. There's a couple of new ones coming going around, but most of them raced at Mount Magnet last weekend. And people-wise, there's a lot of travellers on the road at the moment with borders closed and things. So all of the WA tourists are staying in WA, which is fantastic for the local economy. And so we're hoping that, you know, they've trekked up the road a bit to us, and then they'll head hopefully out to Landor, the Eastern Gascoyne Race Club, next weekend for their big meeting.
Well, in fact, there's people over there from Victoria, New South Wales, as you would know as well. They've been over there for a long time and they've stayed over there, and good on them. They're enjoying the places. In fact, we spoke to the Broome Race Club and they talked about how there were so many people in town that have been travelling that people were staying on front yards in caravans, tents were in areas because they just there's so many people over there. So I guess you'll have those sort of people at your meeting as well. Tell me, now you mentioned the red dirt. So tell us about your racetrack. We won't have vision of the meeting, of course, but just tell the listeners about your racetrack in terms of if we were there magically somehow on the weekend, what would we see? What's your racetrack like?
So it's entirely dirt, and it's not the softest track going around. It's probably a fast two. but it's very much red dirt and dust. We water the track, but if you... I'm not familiar with Victoria, so I don't even think that you'd have anything remotely close, but it's very sparse. There's not much grass or anything around, although the race club does have grass grounds. The track's very much just red dirt.
Well, you've got something in common, perhaps, not a racetrack. I joked with Debbie last week because she talked about the fact that the Mount Magnet racetrack, when they don't use it for the meeting each year, people actually run on the track. And I said, well, why do they do that? She said, because the ground and everywhere else is so arid and rocks and stuff that the racetrack's perfectly made for the racing, and then people love to run on it. And I mentioned that would my runners get red clay dirt like they do on the Ondercar tennis courts over here? You're not going to tell me that people use your track for running as well, do they?
They probably do. There's not. I mean, it's very similar to Mount Magnet in the fact that, you know, it's off the track, it's rocky, it's arid, it's dry, so the track certainly could be used for that, for sure.
And I'm not selling Mount Magnet. I'm trying to pump up your region because she told us that that there's a huge lot of people that travel there to look at the wildflowers. And also astronomers. People go to Mount Magnet to look at the stars. Now, I'm guessing if I drive 2 hours from Mount Magnet to Meekatharra, it's the same stars I'm looking at. So the Milky Way must be pretty impressive where you are as well.
It's something that it's hard to describe. You don't see stars. You can't see stars unless you go to the outback. Like Mount Magnet and Meeka, there's no light pollution. So it's pretty special. It's not something that you would see in the city or over east at all, that's for sure.
You have traffic lights there?
No. I don't think there's a stop sign in town.
No, I was going to... I've done interviews with people that told us that a township got a set of traffic lights many years ago, a few hundred Ks, so people just drove there just so they could stop at a traffic light because they weren't used to it. It was an exciting thing to do. And how long have you lived there, and what do most people do? Because you're a mining town as well, aren't you? And also, what do you do out there?
It's predominantly mining. I actually don't live there. I live over in Geraldton on the coast. But
right.
I grew up there, and I left there when I was 18, so... 20-odd years ago I left there, but it's still very much home to me, and a lot of people that I grew up with are still there. But so I do it for the sentimental value. So, you know, the town's a lot smaller now than it has been. Mining has died a little bit, and FIFO has taken the people out of the communities. So it's the township's there to support, you know, what people, the mining industry does.
And how far is Geraldton from Meeka?
About 500, 500-odd kilometres.
Okay. I was going to say, because I'm looking at the website, it tells me that Meekatharra is the indigenous word meaning place of little water. So if there's not much water there, if someone from Meeka wants to go to the ocean to enjoy the water, is that where they go to? Is that where they go, next stop Geraldton? Or?
Yeah, that's the closest ocean town, yep.
Leave at 6 in the morning, have a swim at lunchtime, then come back for dinner.
Yeah, you'd make the most of it, wouldn't you?
You would. And what's the weather going to be like for your big day? Is it going to be hot, nice, just perfect, or?
It will be a little bit warm. I think they're forecast early, low 30s, so 31, 32. But that's good. You know, it'll be a good day out for people. There's plenty of shade and everything. So it'll be a good day out for people to get out and enjoy the day of the races.
And after they've been to your meeting, is there anywhere outback WA that they're moving on to in the coming weeks? They've gone from Mount Magnet to your track. Are they going anywhere next week or the weeks after? Or
so Eastern Gascoigne Race Club race the following weekend, which is sort of about 300 kilometres west of us.
Right.
It's their 100th anniversary this year, so they're having a pretty big, they're sold out actually, they haven't got any tickets left, so that's fantastic for them.
Wow.
And then a few weeks after that we head to the country racing, heads to Eastern, to the Goldfield, sorry, so Leonora, Leinster and Laverton for their round, which is a fantastic round to get to and support as well.
Great to chat to you. It's a unique location and we can't go anywhere at the moment, but we love having a chat to places like yourself. And good luck with your meeting. And when people say, what was the big event on 25th of September down the track, we'll tell them it wasn't the AFL Grand Final. It was the Meeka races back after 2 years. And all the best, Kylie. Thanks for taking the call.
No, thank you. And thank you for supporting country racing in WA. It's much appreciated.
Kylie Moses. So when the AFL moved their Grand Final over there, it's now in WA, but so are the Meeka races. Meekatharra, population a few hundred, 700 k's northeast of Perth, and they're racing for the first time in 2 years.